السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, for our lesson, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, inshallah, from ayah number 109 to ayah number 110. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses and then look at the analysis of these ayats.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب إذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 109 and ayah number 110. Now to start off, inshallah, we are going to be looking at the analysis of these ayat first. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 109, and we are going to be paying extra attention to all of the mudud that are found within these ayat, all of the meds that are found. So we are going to be looking at 2-count meds, 4-count meds, and if we find any 6-count med as well, then inshallah we can move on after that. So starting from ayah number 109, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yawma yajma'u Allah. So here in the word Yawma, we are looking for any mudud, and the med that I see here is madlin. Now madlin, as we learned, is going to be when we have a fatha followed by a waw or a ya with a sukun. So here I see for yawma, ya has a fatha, waw has a sukun. So this is going to be madlin. Now when you say this word, you can hear that there is that quality of lean, that quality of gentleness, that med kind of comes out with ease. Yaw, yaw. So madlin is a med that is maddamma, meaning that it is a med that is 1.5-count. Now, when it comes to madlin, we also covered that madlin can be 4-counts. So this is going to be when we are stopping at the end of a word and that word has a temporary sukun on the last letter. So if we have lin, ya or wa with a fatha, any letter with a fatha followed by ya or wa with a sukun, and the next letter after has a sukun, then that is going to be a madlin that is longer than 2-count. So then it will be 4-count meds. Here, the madlin that we are covering is madamma, so it is 1.5. You're not going to make it too long. You will also not make it too short. Just make sure you give it a good amount of gentleness. Ease that into that mad letter. Yawma. Yawma. So not too long, just 1.5. So this is the mads that we see here. This is madlin. Yajma'ullah. Jim here is going to have qalqala. It has a sukun. And then we will give it a little bit of that bounce because it has qalqala. Yaj. Yaj. So give it a little bit of that bounce, has some qalqala on it because it is one of the letters of Qutb Jadd. Qutb Jadd are the qalqala letters. And when we have sukun on top any of these letters, you will give it a little bit of that recoil, a little bit of that bounce back. Yajma'ullah. Ayn here is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you have a little bit of strangulation when you say this letter. Ru, ru. And if you are having difficulty saying this letter, you can press your fingers against your throat and just press down very lightly. And this is going to give you that strangulized sound. Yajma'ullah. And you can find this by going towards the middle of your throat and constricting the middle of the throat. This will give you that sound of ayn. And then the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. We learned that lam is a letter that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. Lam here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. So if in the name of Allah you have this lam, then the letter before will determine if it's heavy or light. So if it is a dhamma or a fatha, it is going to be heavy. And if the letter before is kasra, it will be light. And this heavy lam is only found in the name of Allah, in Ism Jalala. So you will not find the name, you will not find the letter lam heavy in any other case except the name of Allah. So in this case, the letter before has dhamma, so it is going to be heavy. Yajma'ullahu. And then here we have the word al-rusula. Yajma'ullahu al-rusula. Ra here is going to be heavy. It is another one of those letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. This is going to also be determined by the letter or the harakah that is on top or the harakah that is before. So here when we have the ra, it has a dhamma. So this is going to be a heavy ra. Yajma'ullahu ar-rusula. Ra here is going to be heavy. Fayaqulu. Qaf is a heavy letter. It is permanently heavy, meaning that in any case, regardless of the harakah, regardless of what comes before or after, it is going to be a heavy letter. So qaf will be heavy here. Yaqulu. And then here, qulu, this is going to be a two-count med. This is known as a natural med, med asli. And then also it can be known as med tabi'i as well. So this is a natural med. It is when you have and alif med followed or preceded by a fatha. We have the waw med preceded by a dhamma, and we have the ya med preceded by a kasra. So this is going to be the natural two-count med. No further lengthening is required here. And the letter after is not going to have sukun or a hamza, meaning that it is not bisabab anything. It is not because of anything. It is just naturally a two-count med. So this is going to be two counts here. Ma'adha, ma again is a two-count med asli. We see that there is a fatha followed by an alif med. Tha, this is going to be a four-count med. So for the longer types of med, what we are looking for is a med letter followed by a hamza or a sukun. And for this one, we see that tha, the letter after, is a hamza. So here now, this is why this is a longer type of med. So if there is no hamza and if there is no sukun, it will merely be a two-count med. Now, if you are not able to pause and check what letter is coming after, you can easily tell if it's a longer med when you see that sign of med. So there is that squiggly line on top. Very easily, this will tell you that the next letter is either a hamza or a sukun. The only time that you will not see this sign of med, but you will have to lengthen, is if you are doing it at the end of an ayah or if you are stopping somewhere and there is mada'arid lis sukun. Because in that case, it's a temporary sukun. It's a temporary med. So it's not there all the time. So in that case, you will not see that sign of med. You will have to apply that on your own. But in all the other cases, you will see a sign of med. And if you do see that sign, you see that squiggly line, you can assume that the next letter is either a hamza or it is a letter with sukun. So here we have a sign of med, and the next letter is hamza. Mada, this is going to be a four-count med, and this is going to be med jaiz munfasil. Okay, med jaiz munfasil. Now, this is mad jaiz because it is allowed not to recite this for the full four counts. You are allowed not to make it the full four counts because it is found in between two words. Okay, so in certain recitations, not in Hafs and Asim, not in the recitation that we do, but in certain recitations, you may hear that other shuyukh do not recite this the full four counts. They will say, ماذا أجبتم? So they will not recite this the full four counts for us. Because we are doing the recitation of Hafs and Asim in this class, we will continue to recite a full four to five counts. So here we are going to pull this for four to five counts. ماذا أجبتم? So here this is مد جائز منفصل. أجبتم, but here is going to have a قلقلة. It is one of the letters of كتب جد, so give it a little bit of that bounce. And then here, قالوا قاف is going to be heavy. This is a two-count natural med. لو, this is a two-count natural med. لا, two-count natural med. Now, the important thing about مدود is that we have to make sure that all of our counts are consistent. So if we have a two-count med followed by a two-count med, then both of these counts have to be consistently the same length. So we don't want that one time our two count med is short and then the next time it's longer. Now, your count does depend on the speed of your recitation. We did cover this as well. For example, if you are a sheikh that has a faster style of recitation, in certain situations you are reciting faster. For example, in Tarawih, the shuyukh are trying to finish more surahs in less time. So you may hear that their lengthenings are not super long. They are still two counts, but this is dependent on the pace of the rest of the recitation. But in certain cases, for example, when you are perfecting your tajweed, maybe if you are reciting in tahajjud or in your normal salah, you want to recite a little bit slower, then your two count might be a little bit slower than someone else's two count. Now, it is still two counts for both of you, but it can be a little bit longer or a little bit less. So if you were confused, if you are listening to Shem Shuyukh and you are thinking that, you know, his two count was very long or his two count was very short, it is also dependent on the speed of recitation. So for example, if I'm reciting very fast, ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا. Now here I am reciting two counts, but my two counts are obviously way shorter. Meanwhile, if I am reciting slower, I will say, قالوا لا علم لنا. Now it is still two counts, but the two counts are a little bit longer. So it can be that, you know, in certain types of recitation, it's shorter, it's longer. But in your recitation, once you have started your reciting, once you have picked a pace, you must stick with that pace. So you should not start with a really fast pace and then become very slow or mix and match. Try to be consistent in your recitation. So once you have picked a speed, try to stick with that speed throughout your recitation. And once you have picked a count, stick with that count. So if your two counts are a certain length, my two counts, for example, is قالوا. That's what I chose for my two counts. Then this must remain consistent. Now, all of my two counts must be this length. So in this ayah, for example, in this specific part, we have many of these two count meds. Okay, so we're going to make sure they're all the same. قالوا لا علم لنا. Now you will hear that they're all consistently the same length. So make sure that your two counts are consistent, your four counts are consistent, and your six counts are also consistent. So try not to have that inconsistency that some of them are longer, some of them are shorter. And then here in the next part, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. إِنَّكَ, here this is going to be غُنَّة. We see that there is a shadda on the noon. So make sure that you are fully bringing this up into the nose. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. عَلَّام, lam is going to have a shadda. علام, and this is a two-count med. علام الغيوب, and then here in غيوب, غين is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Anytime you have غين, it will be heavy. And then باء at the end has قلقلة. Now at the end of this ayah here, because we are stopping on the letter باء, we are giving it a temporary sukoon. The letter before is a med letter, which is wow. We are going to be applying مدعارد للسكون. مدعارد للسكون means that you are stopping and there is an عارد سكون. There is a temporary sukoon. Because of this sukoon, you will lengthen this med for either two counts or four counts or six counts. This is up to you. All of these are correct. Again, maybe depending on the speed of your recitation, if you're reciting a little bit fast, you can do two counts. If you are reciting normally, you can do four. If you are reciting slowly, you can do 6. This is totally up to you. This is not dependent on your style of recitation. So like, for example, Hafs and Asim, in this one as well, you can do any that you like. So for this one, we don't have a specific count. This is totally up to you and your personal decision. Maybe just the speed of your recitation at that time. In our class, I do consistently try to keep it 4 counts, but if you like, you can do less or more than that. So here I will make this a 4 count med. I will say Allamul Ghuyub. This is a 4 count med, and make sure at the end you are giving that last letter its slifat. Ba has qalqala, so make sure you do say that qalqala. This is especially important when the last letter is noon or meem, because in many cases when we are lengthening, we forget the last letter. So people will say, for example, alameen. Now you don't really hear that noon at the end. So make sure that whatever letter comes last, you are giving it proper haq. You will say alameen. And noon has the wasut, so rest on that for a little bit. So whatever slifat is at the last letter with sukun, make sure that you are saying it. When you have a med letter, give justice to the letter that comes after, which is the purpose of slifat. If we did not have slifat, a lot of these letters would be lost in our recitation. So here, for example, ba has kalkala, so make sure you do give it proper kalkala, even if you are giving it a longer med. Now in ayah 110, idh qala Allah, Qaf is going to be heavy. This is a 2-count med asli. Qaf is a heavy letter. Qalullah, name of Allah here, is heavy. The letter before has a fatha, so the lam in Allah will also be heavy. Ya Isa. Ya is 2-count. Ri is 2 counts. And Sa is 2 counts. So make sure this is consistent. When I am continuing, we see that Isa is connected with Ibn Maryam. So for this, we will connect sub together and ba has qalqala. Ya Isa ibn Maryam. Ba has qalqala. Maryam, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Maryam adhkur. So here, dal has a little bit of that rikhawa. So rest on this letter for a bit. Qur, ra here is heavy. Again, the letter before has dhamma. So this will be a heavy sound in this case. Ni'amati, ayn is going to have tawassut. It is from the middle of the throat. Alayka, ayn again from the middle of the throat. Wa'ala, ayn from the middle of the throat. Alayka, this is going to be madlin. We see there is a fatha followed by letter of sukun. This is maddamma, 1.5 count. Wa'ala, this is a 2-count med. Walidatika, wa is a 2-count. Walidatika idh ayyadtuka. Ya is going to have a shadda on this. So make sure that you do go towards the roof of the mouth a little bit. Give it a little bit of that emphasis, a little bit of pressure on the roof of the mouth. Ayyadtuka. Biruh al-Qudus, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Al-Qudusi, qaf is heavy, permanently heavy sound. Tukallimun nasa, nasa is a 2-count med asli. Fil mahdi wa kahla. Now in both of these cases, we have ha with a sukun. Ha is from the lower throat. So make sure that you do give it some of that air from the lower throat. The air from lower throat sounds like a sigh. It's coming from the chest. Mahdi wa kahla. Now, if it is coming from the middle of the throat, this becomes a ha. Ha and ha are different sounds. One is mahdi and one is mahdi. Now, you can hear that difference. Ha and ha. One is very deep, one is lower from the chest, and one is higher up from the middle of the throat. So make sure that if this letter does have a sukun, you are giving it that proper air. Mahdi wa kahla. And here on the end of this 2-count med, we have mad al-iwad. This is when we have fathatain, 2 fathas, and then we give it a 2-count med. Okay, so we're going to make this 2-count med. وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And then here we can end on a 2 or a 4 or a 6-count med. I will do a 4-count med. وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. So this is going to be a mad'alid lissukun. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ. Ta is going to be heavy. كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ. Ta is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is light. بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ. Kha is going to be heavy. فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. Ta is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then here this is going to be a iqlab. We see that there is that small meme. بإذني, this is a two count mad. وتبرئ ال, ba is going to have قلقلة, ra is light. الأكمه والأبرص, ra is heavy, صاد is heavy, بإذني. وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني. Then here خا is heavy, ra in this case is light. وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل. بني, this is going to be a four count, mad جائز منفصل. إسرائيل, this is going to be a four count, mad واجب متصل. So first one is جائز because it is between two words. إسرائيل, this is one word, so this is going to be مد واجب متصل. It is واجب for you to recite this, the full four counts. And the رأ here in this case is going to be heavy. عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا, كفروا, رأ here is going to be heavy. منهم إن هذا إلا, this is going to be a four count. This is also مد جائز منفصل because the مد and the همزة are in two separate words. هذا and إلا, both of them are separate. سحرون, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra here is going to be heavy. Mubin, we have a med letter followed by noon with a sukun. So this is going to be a either two or four or six count med. I do four counts, but this can be any of those counts because this is med arid is sukun. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 109 and ayah number 110. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, we'll stop here for today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.